Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Hat Chat podcast with your very special hosts, Chris Trott,
Ross Hornby,
and King of the Chodes, Alex Smith. King I've been of the fixating Chodes. On the word chode again recently. It's why? Almost onomatopoeic.
Why? I'm using cuck again, just calling people cuck. I don't know why. It's just funny.
Didn't
it's
really
a funny word.
Out.
It's been a while. What daily conversations are we having when those words are coming more and more into our lexicon?
We talk about all sorts of weird shit. If anything, we go out of our way to talk like weird
like idiots.
Well, don't go full goblin mode.
Oh, but don't mention goblin mode because that's the word of the year, whatever it is. Phrase, whatever.
That's last year's
As we
word.
Found out last week on last week's podcast, which you don't have to listen to, but you probably did if you listened to this one. So welcome. Who was that? Fingalby.
Jesus, what a stream of consciousness.
Rectum.
Straight into it.
That was nuts. That was rectum.
Rectum.
Yeah.
Do you think it's DJ name? Do you think they get
with a W?
Yeah.
Like Rexum, but Rectum.
Like Rexum, but Rectum.
Very much Rectum. Thank you for that, Fingal.
And it was a little ditty that sounded like our
It is based
tune,
on
which is good.
Our tune, yeah.
I do enjoy those sometimes, but I also enjoy others.
If you're musically inclined and would like to send us a Fingal to be featured at the start and end of our podcast, please email hatchat@hat-films.com.
That'd be great. And thanks to all our Patreon subscribers who have been supporting this. And
thank you.
All those other people in various forms of monetary compensation for our time. It's brilliant. Thank you.
It's brilliant.
It's bloody great.
Bloody fantastic.
Brilliant.
Bloody it's brilliant. Really nice.
If for some reason you've not watched or listened to a Hatchat
Avatar
podcast,
the Way of War. Sorry, gone. I thought you were going to say Avatar: The Way of Water.
Really?
No,
I didn't hear. I didn't think you were going to say that.
If you haven't watched or seen Avatar: The Way of Water,
he did it. He said it.
We should definitely go to the aquarium and watch it.
Yeah, we should. It's not on at the aquarium, but we should go there. No, we could bootleg it. Watch it on an iPad.
Is one of you getting paid by the aquarium?
No, I just drove past.
It's been mentioned twice this week, and I just
twice.
There's a whole aquarium.
I haven't heard
either of you mentioned the Bristol Aquarium like in the 13 years.
Well, he mentioned it yesterday, so I'm mentioning it today.
I started finally looking around. And I was like, there's a whole aquarium here.
It's time to open my eyes.
It's time to open my eyes and look beyond this delivery
guy. Holy
shit,
I know what Neo feels like.
What's
now.
What's behind you, delivery man?
Oh my God, is that a bus coming my way? Oh, fuck!
You don't get 27 grand a year to work as a first-time bus driver in Bristol right now? That's not bad, is it?
There's quite a few learners out there, I've noticed.
Yeah. Apparently they have a real crisis getting drivers in. That's why everyone on Reddit in Bristol is complaining about the buses all the time.
Fuck driving a bus. We've driven RVs before.
Yeah.
I'm never driving a big vehicle like that again.
Not to mention the clientele that you get on the bus.
Yeah.
That too, but like, fuck driving a bus around Bristol. Like, they deserve more money.
You get to use all the bus lanes though.
Sick.
All day.
Sick. To go places they don't want to go.
Stop it.
An enforced route. It's like, yeah, that's fine if you literally want to. I just want to skim through the traffic and get through certain places in Bristol.
I'm going to hop off here, everybody.
I got to my destination. Can someone else drive the vehicle? It's really hard to drive a bus. You can drive.
I like that the worst thing about being a bus driver is you're going somewhere you don't want to go. Oh, where are we going today then? Like every time you get on, you don't understand the concept of driving a bus.
It's just like, oh, you know.
Oh, I don't want to go there, though.
Do you have a job that involves travel? I do, actually. I do, yeah. Lots of travel. Oh, anywhere nice? Just around Bristol's streets. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, no. I mean, but 27K, man, that's not bad.
That's pretty good. entry
you've
wage,
looking
isn't
up
it?
Jobs. You've been looking elsewhere.
I've been
for
like, oh my god, ooh, this is, these members.
These members need to start ticking over.
Time. I need to offset that.
Yeah, I like living topless. So how can I afford to pay for that? I'll get a
just
night job.
Be a bus driver.
Driving a bus.
Oh, the night
I just remember coming out of uni and I was like, people, some of my friends getting 22 grand jobs in their first year. I was like, damn, nice job. And just seeing that, and I'm like, they don't even have to go to uni and get all that debt, you know? Even though uni's really fun, but, you know, like...
So when can you drive 16? When can you drive a bus, though?
Is it 16 or 17?
It might be 17.
I think you have to have a license for 3 years
you can get
to start
a provisional at 16.
Right.
Or 21. Be over 21 and have a license for a certain period.
Yeah, so if you're 21, you're like, shit, I don't want to go to college. Get on that fucking bus. That's us promoting buses somehow. Where did that fucking come from? Are you looking for... You know
aquarium.
How Smith goes like camping and like really cold? So just so we can appreciate... You want to feel the pain so that you can appreciate the comforts at home.
Well, if you...
Maybe that's what you're thinking. You're like, well, maybe I want a job that like isn't so glamorous.
Yeah.
And reasonable pay, sure. But then when you come back to there, you're like, okay, actually, you know, I'd rather not
it's
drive
perspective,
around
Bristol every
isn't
day.
It? Perspective, you whack
is,
up the
perspective
heating.
Is very creating valuable. Perspective for yourself, okay.
I think it's incredibly valuable. I love perspective.
We're doing
that
like some fencing work because that will give you some perspective. Digging some deep holes, mixing concrete,
nailing
wood. Do a bin run.
Mm. Yeah, just taking my bins down.
No.
Yeah.
Do the bins for the local
my apartment block.
No, the neighbourhood.
Right.
Do the early morning shift.
Yeah.
For bin.
Speaking of bin men, it's a good segue.
Bin people.
Come on. Bin people.
Sure.
Bin men. I was in the dentist this morning, and we were talking, you know. But then the man came in to collect all the bins that they have, and they have all this medical waste.
Oh.
And this dude walks in, and he's like, if I could describe him, he was like a humanoid badger. And he walks in, and he's got like
quite gruff.
He's got
beard.
His full hi-vis on, of course, you know, which is probably something they have to do. And they give him a load of bags of like, I don't know, dentist crap, and he's like, can't take those. And we were like, she was like, oh, why is that? And he's like, got the wrong company on the bag. And basically, I had to sit there for
the
10 minutes whilst this guy explained how they couldn't take other companies' bags. And so my dentist then had to then go and empty the bags into another bag so he could take it. And then he's like, got all your sharps? And he walked out with so much stuff. He had about 8 bags, bin bags, 3 things of sharps, you know, which are like the plastic, like you're going to get hep if you accidentally put your hand in this sort of thing, and just wandered out like a big, like somebody strapped a load of bags to like a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And walks out
fuck
and I'm just
that
like...
job. Like needles to have an accident.
So, yeah.
Oh, got a couple of pricks on my leg earlier. I'm not sure.
I don't think I want to do that job.
What? Why the company thing? What? Do you reckon that means?
Because they have contracts which basically say like we will take 6 bags of rubbish from your company every week. But like if they end up taking, I don't know. It's just the classic like arbitrary nature of jobs like that where they're like, if he doesn't get that right, somebody back at base is gonna be like, mate, you brought back the wrong bags, didn't you? You know, like it's almost like painfully arbitrary. But that was my that wasn't a particularly interesting story. I was trying to jazz
it
up
smell
a bit.
Them?
No, I didn't smell them.
They were nicely sealed. Even though they transferred
the one
whole
that they
bag.
Transferred was all like paper and shit that. There wasn't like medical waste.
No
there.
Teeth.
No, I did hear the clatter of teeth as he upturned one of them, just all over the floor, like somebody dropping a plate full of pearls.
That's
you know, like oh no. Mm. Anyway, what are we
well,
talking about?
He just
about
collects
this
teeth. Yeah.
What he collects? Yeah. Wait a minute.
He's just a teeth.
That's
collector.
Just a guy in hi-vis.
He's the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
In real life form, in badger form.
I had a little bit of feedback from whilst we're talking about bus drivers. Got an audience member here who's a bus driver. The driver shortage is awful all over the country. Right. So yes, they need more drivers. It's a crap job and the money isn't great compared to much easier jobs. The driving is the best bit about it. Passengers, management, and the hours you have to work are the worst. 27K probably includes overtime.
Right, okay.
Right.
But yeah, if you're looking for a job, I think there could be worse things than a bus driver as well, though.
There's always worse. Isn't there like a program that was like...
Yeah, they seem pretty bad.
Just
I feel like you just deal
embracing
with so many
filth that come through.
Just people that just don't respect you as a person and
so
are
strange.
Ill and coughing at you.
Yeah, so strange. The place that you want help the most is where some people just. But then sometimes they're just absolutely pissed and they're just dickheads.
Yeah,
but that's because of a lack
that's
of social
of binge,
care.
Yeah, binge
that's
drinking
of,
culture.
Well, not just binge drinking. I mean, junkies. Like I saw loads of junkies this morning walking back from the dentist.
High five them.
No, they look gross.
Let's get seconds on that.
Let's get a couple of things clear here. Junkies are gross. A lot of the time, junkies you just kind of don't want to be around.
Yeah,
you know?
They got stuck in a cycle. There's no one to help them.
Oh, 100%. And my final, and hopefully the one that saves me.
The redeemer.
It's the reason that we have like these problems is because of an underinvestment in social care, right? An underinvestment in rehab facilities, an underinvestment. If we could treat these people and help them, then that'd be great. But instead, what you get is like all these people wandering around. And they were like, on the phone, they're like, oh mate, they're gonna go and pick up some brown and some white, some H and some crack, and they're like, yeah, the bell pub, and I'm like, should I go to the Bell Pub? You know, like I almost wanted to see it happen. They were like organising this like pickup at the Bell Pub, like yelling it down the street as well, so everyone would know where they're going. And
who would want to though?
If we know outside that Harbour Cafe, there's a load of them that just kind of sit around there in a big circle, and they kind of have a nice little time. It's like a campfire, but
I think I found a solution.
In a path, public pathway, but it's,
you put two and two together, right?
Yep.
These guys need to get places in order to do their transactions. They also need money. They should all become bus drivers.
We should be training them up as bus drivers.
But the only place they'd want to drive to is the drugs pickup.
But they just have to bring...
They just need to know the route.
And everyone, all their clients just have to come on board. And when they buy their ticket... They get a bit of H.
Not bad. The H bus.
So give drug
it's
dealers...
It's a specific route where they know where they're going to stop.
I love it.
And they earn 27K a year. With overtime?
With overtime, of course. Yeah. But
of course, the problem is if they want to hop on, hop off, then the bus has to wait whilst they do all their business before going to the next stop.
Isn't one of the main... And also, like they need to be licensed and stuff. There's a lot of training involved.
The bus
driver,
now that they earn 27K, could become potentially like the manager of drug dealers. Mm-hmm. The drug dealers get to hop on, sit in the back seat.
Yeah.
So they got the back seat. It's like a VIP area with like nice little dangly
separators
and stuff.
Yeah,
curtain it off.
Beads and then, or?
It's interesting you suggest something literally happened like this in Scotland in the 80s with the ice cream truck wars.
Have you heard about the ice cream truck wars? Yes. We're not drug dealing.
Yeah. They were using ice cream trucks and the licenses and the routes that they were like. So the routes, the city issued them like licenses for the routes that they worked, and they would compete over those routes because ultimately they were using the ice cream trucks as fronts for selling drugs.
Yeah,
just same model but with buses.
Yeah, double flake and some smack, please.
Nice.
Double flake and some smack, please.
Double flake oyster, rocket
lolly. Oyster, one of the rocket lollies are fab, and
2 grams of smack,
a couple of grams. Of anything you've got, anything, honestly.
And the glowy crack pipe
you
got up
there. Sprinkles.
Oh, you got a hypothetical for you. You've got to smoke one of the three drugs, these following drugs. Which one do you smoke?
What am I doing that day?
Right, nothing.
Okay.
What am I doing for the rest
my
of the week?
My schedule is clear.
But
what am I doing?
Gun to your head. Gun to your head.
Okay. There's a gun to my
gun
head.
To my
head.
Man.
And there's a criminal, a cartelman, let's say.
A cartelman.
They put their AK-47 fully loaded.
Oh my god! That's really
it's on full auto.
Even if it was just a knife, I'd think that you're still at enough threat.
You're going to do it. You'd smoke anything at this point.
But I'm not going to fight. I'm quaking.
Right, and then he pulls back the door, and behind that door, your whole family bags over their head.
Oh my god!
With a guy with a minigun.
Right? Are they partaking as well, or they're watching?
No. They have to watch.
Oh shit!
But not at the moment. But when you do smoke the drug,
they have eye holes then for the bags because they won't be able to see if.
So they take the bags off when it.
The bags come off when you choose a drug.
Okay.
Are they on the strings? Is there like a pulley system? I just want to know what the.
They're on the floor. The floor is made of concrete.
And reveal them.
It's a warehouse. Oh, what, the bag reveal?
Like a winch
system? No, there's a cartelman behind each of them who's ready to pull their hair.
How are they being paid?
Oh, the drugs. The cartel, come on.
Drugs.
And they're like, we're going to make you...
How are they being paid?
They're going to make money
using... He's worried about rights. What kind of... Do they have dental plans?
Are they unionised?
Yeah, they're unionised. They've all got gold teeth, so they don't need
dental
plans.
They're unionised, of course.
Fair enough.
So the investment is in their mouth.
Just to pull a bag off a head.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cushy job.
Cartels are sort of the antithesis of unionisation because like there are so many tiers of wealth, you know? Like it's almost too stratified. Anyway.
The stakes are high.
Families got
in front of you, they open a little silver tray. There's a platter with like one of those silver trays. They lift it. Underneath, there's three substances.
Like
you got crack, cocaine.
Wow.
You've got heroin, right? Or you've got, what's the last one? Crocodile. I was going to go for meth, but I feel like you'd all choose meth.
So it's crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine. So you've got to smoke it. And it's highly addictive.
How much of all of them, will I know how much to take?
Yes. They've given you non-lethal doses.
A noob dose.
Yeah. Non-lethal doses.
I've heard that crack is extremely like Moorish.
Yeah,
like just
you want it.
You want
whilst you're high.
Apparently, the high doesn't last you as long.
Yeah,
so I'm going with my final answer is heroin.
You're going to smoke heroin.
I'm just
thinking. You don't want the crocodile. What about if I change the crocodile?
I do not want
meth?
The crocodile.
I'll use a Joker.
The only documentary I saw on crocodile was people sticking in their legs and just having like these horrible like scabby scars from injecting what was basically bleach and some other shit.
Okay, I'll switch out the crocodile for meth. Are you choosing the meth over the heroin now?
Oh, I don't know.
Meth thing never is, though, ends up well, does it?
I like to think back at some of the greats, like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. He was addicted to heroin for a long time. Right. And we didn't know. I'm going with heroin, final answer.
Final answer. Let's come off. Ross, what are you doing with that?
Then I'm about to smoke some heroin, family. Mom, Dad.
This is for you.
Wish me luck. I'm about to get real high.
Somebody put some classic rock on or something. I got to space out. What about you, Trot? What would you do?
Heroin makes sense.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're all highly addictive.
I think meth over those two. I think you're safer smoking meth. Meth is very addictive, but it's nowhere near.
Well, yeah, they're all addictive.
How quickly
do
you lose your teeth?
Not meth is quickly. Long. Yeah, like meth is like that's
a long
deep
term.
Into the addiction. Mm.
I'm just thinking about the gurning championships I could enter.
Yeah.
There is always a plus.
Do you gurn from meth? I don't know.
Yeah, but if you remove your teeth,
it's a stimulant.
You can like close your jaw and really like.
But then gurning has multiple definitions.
Second podcast in a row we've kind of promoted having heroin.
I was closing my eyes and looking at the review system of YouTube, and there is specifically a drug use and substance talk that I'm going to have to submit for review.
That's why we need more members.
Yeah.
So we can keep talking about which one you would do.
Yeah.
Because you know what I would do? I would heroically turn around, knock the gun from the cartel member's hand, knowing it's on full auto, quickly blast from the hip and nail every one of the standing cartel members.
Knowing
headshots.
That your family are seated. You're that confident with an AK.
Whoops, clipped mum.
Ooh. I thought the bag was more baggier.
Now she can't see the colour blue.
Well.
Shit.
So which one did you choose?
That's not fair.
Which one did you choose?
Heroin.
Right. You guys went both. I go for the meth, definitely. I took meth out because I thought it was too obvious.
Yeah, but Trainspotting looked pretty cool, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's been glorified a little bit.
In Trainspotting?
Not really.
Yeah, the baby thing was crazy.
I've seen...
What a hallucination.
More like... Hollywood uses of heroin than I have meth, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I don't think I'd ever do intravenous drugs. I just, nothing, I don't like
needles. I hate needles, man.
Yeah. Not a fan of that. So
some people like stick it straight in the artery in their neck.
Or toes. And
they're
like,
just finding whichever one's not collapsed. Yeah.
That's deep into an addiction that we don't fully understand. So,
Not yet.
I don't want to.
The cartel doesn't exist.
Sometimes you don't get a choice. Yeah. Sometimes there'll be an AK gun to your head. Mm.
And then fully auto as well, full mag. Barrel mag.
We didn't know that. Are they explaining that to you?
Huh?
Are they explaining like
it's on full auto mode? One's taped upside down. So when he's done blasting your head with the first dart, he flips the mag down, reloads, and continues turning into mush.
That's insane.
Wow, in front of the whole family.
The whole family are getting mags themselves.
Are we squishy? I'm guessing we're just squishy. We're still surviving.
It's goddamn bloodbath.
A few more bullets and I'm dead.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
I think I might have been traumatized with some of the stuff I've been watching on Reddit recently.
Don't do drugs. Probably. It's not worth it.
Don't do drugs and don't get mixed up with the cartel.
Combat footage is a lot less cool these days.
And it's way too accessible.
Yeah.
Like, it's on the front page of Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you remember when Reddit used to have, like, a whole gore category, which is horrible. Like, I saw some of the worst things.
I know, but that's, like,
and it's normally, like, giant trucks running people over, and the aftermath is just so bad.
With big, long streaks.
It's just I'm glad it got banned. I didn't need to see that.
But now it's all coming back.
You got banned. You got banned. I'm like, stop posting.
But like you said,
it.
There are other ways. It's just, rough.
Hey, let's move on to some wonderful hypothetical questions.
No.
As voted on by our wonderful patrons, of which we've seen an increase recently thanks to our recent announcement on YouTube. So thank you, everybody. Thanks for taking part in the poll.
Yes.
And we will go with the number one most voted on hypothetical right now.
Thank you, Chris. That one will be number one.
Yeah.
Right.
How would you disappear? Due to a few extenuating circumstances, you are cornered into choosing to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in trouble with the criminals or the law. You just desperately need a new life. How would you do it? It takes a lot of mental strength to break out of your bonds. You'd have to kind of quit your job. You'd have to have money.
Yeah.
Or something, really. I mean, you don't necessarily have to have money, but a little bit of money is important. A bit of savings. Mm. Because the thing is, like, did you see that documentary a while back of a guy who killed his wife and kids?
Why do you sound like the guy from Family Guy?
Killed his wife and kids.
Killed his wife and
kids. Killed his wife and kids. But then he immediately, because he was having an affair, and he just immediately sold his home and did loads of fucking crazy shit. We just sold everything off.
Okay.
They went missing, and he was fucking putting his house up for sale, And like, they were like, well, you're obviously the suspect. It was obviously you. And then they found the kids like in some sort of oil vat. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. It was quite an interesting documentary. The guy was an asshole, psycho, man.
Oh yeah.
But like, basically his idea was just to, yeah, just, I'm going to sell up now. You just killed your wife and kids, and you're pretending. Well, there's footage of him like on those Nest cameras, like looking at, where are they? Where could they be? And it's like, you just put your fucking house up for sale. You did it. It was you.
He faked like the, where are they?
Yeah, so, oh, yeah, he did. Wow. Yeah, there's footage of him just going, where are the kids? Where's she gone? What has she done with my kids?
What drove him to do it then?
His new relationship. He wanted to basically wipe clean. So his method of disappearing, not necessarily disappearing, but was just literally, oh, probably should just.
So just
kill them all
just
off.
Just a sociopath. Literally,
yeah.
A sociopath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No one could possibly kill your own child.
Wouldn't get
like,
away with that.
Without being fucked in the head.
Yeah.
Like, you just couldn't. Like, Jesus. So, but yeah. That was his method, and it failed. So don't
do that.
Kill.
Yeah.
That's not the method.
I wouldn't do that.
Pretend to go missing?
Probably, yeah.
Fake death.
The thing is.
Fake death. I might go for that.
If you go missing and you don't tell anyone. You suddenly have like a search warrant out for you and like police and all
I
that.
I don't think you do. You don't suddenly have a search warrant. Well, like, do you mean as in people all start asking the police to look
worry
for you?
And yeah, get the police to look
you get
for
appeals,
you.
Yeah.
So you'd have a lot more attention on your disappearance than if you were to be like, keep it on the down low, but I'm literally just going to fuck off because I'm done with this place. Yeah. And like, there's no point contacting me because I don't want to be in this place anymore.
Yeah.
I just tell your close friends and family, and if anyone asks, just say, I've just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could phrase it as, or you could just be like, I've got a work opportunity elsewhere. So one, that's your work wrapped up and ticked off. Because if one of your mates comes to you and goes, oh, I've got a really cool job like in Australia for 6 months. Mm. And like, you know, you don't really hear from the 6 months time. You're like kind of, you've got your own life to deal with. So you kind of just, things drift apart. And then it's like, you might just forget that you might message them.
That 6 months
like, oh, they're pretty
busy.
Into
a year. I've got new opportunities
or
out here now.
If they didn't already use social media anyway, they are a ghost.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You
really,
just delete all your social media. I'd shave my head and I'd get some blue paint and I'd try and join the Vegas Blue Man group.
You'd become a blue man.
Yeah.
Isn't that what
it's so anonymous.
Tobias Funke does in
He's part of the Blue Man group.
I almost said Always Sunny.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, yeah. He does join them. I don't think he was running away. He just wanted to join.
I think
you
could easily blend in as a blue man. Mm. Like no one would know.
Kept the mustache.
He disappeared and now he's a blue man.
I think I don't. Well, yeah, I don't.
Hold
think I would.
On.
I would not.
Wait a sec.
That would be so jarring. There would be no point where I go.
PVC pipe.
must have become a blue man. And if one of us goes missing, that's a given.
He's a blue man.
No.
Call up all the blue men groups. There's only a few.
So yeah. So I thought about this whilst you've been talking. Luckily, you know, not just absorbing the quite frankly hilarious blue man joke.
What about the whole family being killed? Yeah,
I didn't say I would do that. I said that was what someone else did.
Yeah,
I think
it didn't work out because immediately he started selling his home, and it's just like, well, why would you do that if you're worried about your wife and kids?
So it says you're not in trouble with the law or any criminals, right? But
you
still need to disappear. So you still need. So when you say disappear, will somebody eventually try and look for you? Is that the idea? We are trying to cover our tracks.
I guess so.
Okay, so we're gonna say we got like a slight budget or not, like any cash reserves,
homemade submarine maybe,
if we've got money.
Again, another documentary on Netflix, homemade submarine. This guy tried to kill it doesn't matter.
He did kill the journalist.
He did.
It's fucked up.
How about you can go to the bank and you can withdraw like a month's of savings or something like that.
All right, so first
if you
all
take that out, that's
cash, buy a new car, a simple car, lo-fi. You don't want anything with any electronic stuff in it, right? I would say something like an old Citroen or something like that. Buy it. Don't bother registering it. Don't bother taxing it. Nothing, right? So,
oh my God.
So when did you take the cash out? Right at the beginning?
Right at the beginning, let's
when
say.
And you have to take it. You should probably take out where you live.
Yeah.
So that when they trace it, they're like, well, his last transaction was
just here.
So things you're going to have to not do. Digital transactions, using anything with any kind of electronic tracking. That includes your car, but obviously your mobile phone. You cannot take a mobile phone.
It's like hunting.
Would say either not use a car at all. The thing is, the car gives you so many advantages because it can be storage, you can sleep in it, and you can get a long distance.
I've learned a lot from Project Zomboid,
If you want to avoid a car, though, a bicycle would be obvious, I think. And I would either, if I had a bike, I'd go into deepest, darkest Wales, go into central Wales, camp, sleep. You're going to have to sleep outside if you want to be this. But if I really want to disappear, and I had a car, I would go into Scotland. I would go somewhere deep into Scotland. And
have you seen Hunted?
Yeah, I think I'd quite enjoy it.
Whereas, it's the ones who go camping and in the middle of fields who last longest.
Yeah,
because they just start like just going completely off the grid. These are the people like taking taxis and calling their family like halfway through.
It's
like
traceable. Yeah.
Well, you've just literally phoned them up. You couldn't last a week. What the fuck?
So you got to go primitive.
For?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you want to go as low fi as possible.
And there was one guy who literally just survived the entire time. He was just like literally in some wood somewhere and was just like I mean, the camera guy has to go with him.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
can we go home yet, please, mate? Like,
fucking hell, man. Yeah.
We're running out of batteries.
We take this way too seriously. Come on, let's make this funnier. Come on. Yeah. No, I will survive to the bitter end.
Yeah. Like food and stuff, you're going to struggle with. But the thing is, in certain communities, like in really, really rural communities, and in like some, you know, rural places, you could probably just wander down the shop, buy a few essentials, and just try and stay real low profile. I think it's the
spending money thing that's the biggest trip up.
Yeah.
And like, if you can't, unless you can somehow get, you know, but again, they always track through family members, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, if a family member's lent them money, or
you need a cash in hand job.
So you need something where you can get cash quickly.
Power washing a drive.
But then rural.
And then just live off the land.
Yeah, rural jobs often do pay cash in hand. Yeah. So like you can stay real. But I mean, ultimately, if you really, really want to disappear and live a normal life, I'd say our best bet is somewhere in Eastern Europe. A little bit like that guy that got arrested recently. But like, you know, you could live in the forests of Poland and no one would ever see you or be able to communicate
with you. Romania.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to do it, I think, but you ultimately have to sacrifice modern life. Yeah, but he was living normally.
Sure.
But like, it'd be an interesting thing to try. I think I could disappear for a while. I'd disappear for as long as it took for me to then get ill enough to have to go to a doctor. And I think that's where you'd trip up because they'd be like, well, where are you registered? Who are you?
Could you do the whole amnesia thing, do you think, in another country?
What, pretend you've got amnesia or?
Get on a ferry.
I've done plenty of amnesia in Amsterdam, mate. No, go on.
Nice.
And and travel to another country and like just say you don't know where you came from. Like,
hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast. And this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs. Or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
They
probably assume that you're an immigrant of some kind.
Like, yeah, and so then, many people have done that.
Then you have to go through the system and, fuck, I've played this too long.
Yeah.
Obviously, in films, they romanticize the idea of, he's just lost his memory, he'll get it back. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we're taking him to a detention center and figuring out who this fucker is.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
He could be a threat. Yeah.
Just live in an airport terminal, which honestly does feel like living in purgatory. But
I reckon I could look much younger and go to an orphanage and be raised as an orphan.
Is that that would be your play?
Yeah.
Tall orphan.
I want a new mummy and daddy. Tall.
I just grew up big.
There's a film where a little girl does that, doesn't she?
Really?
But that's actually kind of a big spoiler, so I won't say what the film is called.
Matilda.
It's not Matilda.
Big?
No. Let's not guess. Why are we guessing the film that spoils it when that's literally the reveal?
James and the Giant Peach.
Don't say it in the... Oh, in fact, no. You said it.
Did I?
Oh, I can hear a dog in the distance.
The attack dogs.
That could be a viable method. Just get into the system of social...
Can you be an adult orphan?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be responsible at that point?
You can be an adult orphan, but like, what age is a calf for an orphan? Surely if you've lost your parents,
I get the benefits of an orphanage and when does that
you
stop?
You have to be a child.
I could look like a
child. If you have a job and can afford to live somewhere, I think that
what have you worked as a child?
You've broken out of the bounds of anyone else's responsibility.
You could be like one of those porn actors who's like, known for being like looks young, you know when you get the guys that there was one on Louis Theroux's documentary about porn from quite a few years ago where like the guy's like, yeah, they like me because I look like a teen, you know, and like that, so he was like the young guy and then they get like the stepmom role in, but obviously he was destroyed by it emotionally and socially.
Oh, didn't he kept saying he's kept basically like having falling in love with the girls and then none of them they were just obviously doing a job.
Yeah. Oh, it was that guy.
Yeah.
I really liked them, but like obviously they're just there for one thing and I just go home alone.
It's just like, boy, this feels awful. But you could be that. You could do that job. Well,
what should become a porn star?
Yeah.
Also, you don't
what's
know.
What's missing about that? What's like,
maybe
what's
we should try and make ourselves look as young as possible and ask strangers in the street, how old they think we are. And then we could really tell. Yeah. Because you're presuming that you could make yourself look young, Trot. But it might be like, they're like, nah, this maybe guy's got an older face.
This guy is clearly...
He's got an old face. He's got a haggard face.
Maybe shave your beard. Long hair makes you look younger, 27. I think.
I could act young.
If you shave that beard off, you might...
Might lose some age. And also put some, like, makeup on. Just why? Foundation.
Well, just to look really youthful. Real smooth face it, yeah.
Really young and youthful. Really? Or just acne walk around up my face.
Yeah.
Spots, yeah. Add immediately. Spots back in. Spots. Yeah. Let's do what, like, Joey on Friends, where he suddenly starts wearing, like, really, like, dumb, like, sports clothes and stuff that, like, just don't necessarily suit his age.
Should we do a video trying where to be a 19 year old as young 30? As we possibly can?
This is a little bit like the E-boy video.
It is a bit like
The E-boy wasn't about age, though. It was just, that was just...
A trend.
That was a trend. A
cool trend.
Which just thirst traps. The best thirst traps.
Trying to be the best thirst
trap. Trying to be hat film, hat boys.
Hat boy.
Becoming a boy.
Becoming boys again. Boys to men. Men to boys.
And then we what? Go around the streets and go, how old do you think this guy is?
How old do you think I am?
You go, well, it's obviously a 30-something dressed as...
We're there in like a stereotypical schoolboy with like, you know, with like the lollipop.
The fucking swirly lollipop. How old do you think I am? Come on, mister.
I don't want to talk to you, man. This is weird as fuck.
Weird fucking, you know? Fetish shit.
I'm not into this. Yeah. Come on, I thought it was going to be some funny meme for TikTok. This is awful.
Oh, man.
All right, so we've... I'd have to dye my hair. Yeah. That'd be number one, because that's a big giveaway. Shave my head. That's not gonna make me look younger.
But you could like
make me look like a balding old man.
Not if you go young enough where it's like baby-esque.
Baby-esque.
Would you guys ever do like a clipper chicken where like you set the clipper to like the highest grade,
yeah,
and then you take a swipe.
Fuck
and
that.
Then you go, you know what the grade is.
Why?
Just try and get the other guy to shave his hair even more than you.
Oh, so you just...
Chicken.
Clipper chicken. Yeah.
Come on, pussy.
Like the highest
shave
thing.
Your hair.
Shave.
Yeah, then you get one fuck who just takes the guard off and goes, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah, but you fucking suit it. You know.
And then
yeah,
everyone's like, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
But I've shaved my head.
That literally happened to my friends in secondary school when they were shaving this guy's chicken head. And he was like, it was like a grade 6 or whatever. So quite a long... you're right. It still looks like they've got a cue ball for a head. But like... it's much longer, like, you know, it's brown hair cut short. But as they were doing it, the clipper like guard fell off and they just took a groove out the middle of their head and they had to go down to a zero. And he came in just looking like a G.I. Joe or something, you know, like Jesus.
Or at school, like somebody had nits and then they
had to shave. Had
to be like, well, why did you shave your head, bro?
Had to get rid of the natural habitat for my
mom
life.
Mum couldn't bother to do anything with the nits, so we just shaved our heads. It's like,
that sounds like a not good household, man. No. Is that why you got the black eye? Yeah.
Do you remember that, like, really?
And there's peanut butter all over my hair. So they tried. You did try.
You tried some of the methods. They freeze my head.
But then you didn't wash? Because I can smell that peanut butter.
Everyone knows the best way to get rid of nits fast is a full kettle.
Full boil.
Melt them away.
Just a dunk.
Is it hot enough? Well, it's boiling. It's a boiling. You're about to pour boiling
this
water on your child's
head.
This
instantly kills the nits.
And you smother it, mayonnaise.
They look like somebody's...
Is it mayonnaise an answer?
Not mayonnaise. Yeah, I mean...
Would you rather mayo or peanut butter? Peanut butter's thicker.
I think I'd rather go to a pharmacist and buy the shampoo for it.
Yeah, but that's not the options I gave you.
Mayo or peanut butter? Peanut butter. I hate
you
mayonnaise.
You go peanut butter?
Yeah.
You
don't
have to eat it.
I love mayonnaise.
I think I just use regular shampoo.
Eat it. It's going on... Mayonnaise is the thinner...
I like mayonnaise to eat. Mayonnaise itself is quite a stinky, oily thing.
It's egg and oil.
Yeah, like, I would rather put the peanut butter in there, because for me, peanut butter is like, I eat so much of it.
It could be like a Garnier, like, special shampoo. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is natural nut.
Nah.
Like, banana.
Nature's nut.
Nature's nut. Put that all in your hair.
Oh, God, I just got blasted.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure I had the metal comb, you know, with like the fine.
Yeah, you have
teeth.
Those. That's kind of like the aftermath of like,
out.
Yeah, once you've done
get the dead ones out.
The crazy, what is it, like some sort of special shampoo and then...
Poison.
It's poison. It's lice poison.
Lice poison. Man, nits.
Back in the day. Is that something we have to worry about now?
But it's legit though, that would be one of the things that would make me shave my head. If somebody said like, yo, you're going to have nits for like a week and a half, or you can just shave your head right now.
You can use the peanut butter.
No. There's no other option. Either you wait for them to die out naturally.
Can you cling film your head?
Yeah.
Because the whole... Isn't the idea that it suffocates them?
Yeah, but they don't perspire that quick. Respirate? They don't breathe that quick. So even covering your head in the saran wrap, there's a good chance you won't kill them all off.
Did it make you feel a little bit when they were like...
You might be confusing stuff with...
Nits only like clean hair.
As well.
It's like, oh, right, nice. But everyone knows you got nits.
Yeah.
So... that means nothing.
Yeah,
you that's still when feel you have to filthy. Disappear.
That's when you have to take the steps to
leave,
kill your family.
You don't want to become Nit Boy for the rest of your life, do you?
No,
I've had nits. You had nits.
I've had nits before. Yeah. Otherwise, I feel like the stories I've been going through are just
have no basis.
Yeah.
What is the hypothetical?
It was about how to disappear. Yeah. I think I would fake my death.
I'd go to a different country. Extreme.
I'd go to a different country.
Tell people.
I'd tell. I'd explain that I went on a flight that we know has crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Not in advance. That's impossible. Unless, obviously, I cause a plane crash.
I think this is going to crap.
Too real. You hear it on the news in a different country before it's probably been reported in another country. Like, make a quick call going, I'm on the plane. Oh, fuck, I think it's going to go.
But then they have to search for the plane that's gone down. They won't find one.
It's like, they were on that plane, right? And on flight track, it looks like it landed successfully.
And then they're thrown off. No, I wasn't even in that country.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Fucking
hell.
I would bury like a 3310 somewhere so that I could occasionally go back to send and receive messages.
Just hear that vibrating under the ground soil. In the cemetery.
What the fuck's an earthquake happening?
Obviously, I'd turn it off between uses.
Just a pile of 3310s. Which is a classic. Right.
I think it's quite easy for us. We both taught people our favourite Class A drugs and how to disappear.
We haven't tried them yet.
Various methods for getting rid of nits.
Very educational. Should we move on to our second Patreon?
Sure, the second Patreon here says, if there was a book that had a list of people who had a crush on you, would you open it? Would you?
Oh my God.
This includes dates on the day they started crushing on you.
What was it?
Just says, if there was a book that had a list of people who had a crush on you, would you open it?
Who's ever had a crush on you?
Of course you would.
Why wouldn't you
open
look?
Open it up?
Would you just be like, oh, I'd like to be surprised, please? I don't want to know.
I want to try and painfully work it out myself.
If, though, there's some fucking weird crushes in there.
Like
family members.
Why is that? We both went to family members.
And you're like,
wait, hang on, I recognize that name.
What the fuck? This could destroy relationships.
Maybe, yeah.
It would, but like, I'm almost glad that I know.
True.
That's a safeguarding system here.
Mum?
Grandma?
Mommy?
Yeah, no, I would definitely open it.
What if
that's a good point. What if your partner's not in here?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So she's got to be I wonder what date she started crushing on me.
Okay,
she's on it. One of these pages. Why are there so many pages? I can't believe that. Is that my doctor? What the fuck?
Also, some people get tomes and other people get just a sticky note.
Just a little kind of a label printed.
Okay, my dentist wants to stick his dick in my mouth.
Just one name. This is like.
It's very specific.
Imagine if you found your dentist was attracted to you. That'd be really awkward.
It would. I know. I've got the book.
I think my dentist is a younger, very good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Now.
Now?
As in, like, the other guy I had was old. And then he retired.
But hot as hell.
So now there's this kind of strapping guy just, like, looking in your mouth. He's like, how old are you? I feel old now.
Yeah.
Was it you that said this? Fresh somebody else mentioned this. It's like there's a certain point where you start going to the doctors, you start going to the dentist, and the guy is younger than you.
Older.
And then that's when you're like, oh.
My time, I've peaked. I did peak.
There's a lot of young.
Well, you're never going to be a dentist now.
I may as well be dead.
I think that's where people start having kids.
Time to disappear.
I mean, check the crush book. Have you got nothing in there?
That's it.
I just got a book of blank pages, guys. What did you get?
Mine's just one post-it note.
Post-it, it's me. I just love myself. This is sad.
Would you take
this
the book
is the saddest
with you?
Book. I'm going
so
to burn
when
it.
You, when you meet new people, you're checking if it like updates,
like the Marauder's map.
Or it's like the picture in Back to the Future.
Any minute now, I'm just got a couple more lines, and I reckon.
What do you reckon?
Let me just check a book.
You just start.
I've given you all my best stuff.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing. God damn it! You're
we're
out.
Done here. We're done.
Come on, you must. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah,
what did I do wrong? It'd be a very beneficial superpower.
It's like the one where we have discussed it before, where you could hear everyone's thoughts, because that one is
that's the
shit.
Mel Gibson film, isn't it?
It's the What Women Want one, yeah. And it starts becoming shit because then everyone's pointing out your flaws more often because they're just thinking you're in heads, and then you know everything they're saying, and it's like, oh, this is actually damaging to my mental health. So knowing that they crush on you, sure, but like
also you grow out of crushes, right? So would it also show the
scribbled
the
out
day
line.
They started crush and day they ended?
Yeah. Honestly, I think for me, I find the best approach is just presume everyone fancies you.
Yeah,
and so I just go around my daily life thinking like,
she likes me.
Yeah,
clearly everyone
fucking
loves
hell.
Me.
She looks 90, but I think she wants it.
Yeah, Honestly, I have a really good rapport with older women. So, like, yeah. I mean, like, I love it.
So you could get into the...
They call him the hip breaker. This guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Six hips today.
I should get into the hip game, you know?
I know.
It's very healthy.
I'm working with a close friend who's a doctor, and he sells hips.
He's very
on the black market. And I've also been fucking old ladies.
You do the math.
I've been pairing those things together.
There it is.
Profit.
That's how you do it. That's entrepreneurship 101. As long as I keep banging. But like, I need to get a dick pill doctor involved to sort of create that. It's like that triangle. You know, the cotton
you're
triangle.
You're buying the dick pills.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's a cycle here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's like the cotton triangle where they used to think, you know, slaves, cotton, the spices, tea. And like, that's how we would do it.
Sounds like a square.
There's a few more. They used to call it the cotton triangle in history. I can't remember. It's a very long time ago now. But the cotton triangle basically did that. They traded from one. Dung, 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 dung. Same thing. Old people, dick pills, hip doctor. Dung, 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 dung.
Wait, so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks at the occupancies of bus driving.
How does the doctor benefit the old person?
I could just get a job as a bus driver.
And then, the doctor, what, the hip doctor or the dick pill doctor?
How's the old person constantly getting funds to bang you? Which I assume you're having to make them pay for.
Oh, no, I'm getting a cut of the hips.
Either that or you could do the long game and become a gold digger.
Well, yeah, but I'd look in my book and after a few years in the hip game...
You're getting there well because maybe you can get the hips real cheap, sort them out and go, oh, look,
I'll cover saver.
This is really expensive. It's tens of thousands, but
yeah,
I'll sort you out. Then bam, you're in the will. Stay close, but not too close.
Not too close.
Enough.
What if you start looking at
the hip still? You still have to break the hip.
After all this hip breaking, the names start disappearing in your book.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, people are finding me less attractive because of this bizarre...
Mm. And some of them are dying. They're dying off.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Wake up. Oh, I need to introduce another person into this ring.
Just the names like pulsing and fading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not Maggie. It does become the Marauder's Map of Death at one point. You end up trying to get everyone to crush on you just so you can kind of just witness this kind of tapestry of life.
My God. There's so much more to it than you could imagine.
Yeah, you can use it as a real tool.
Jesus.
And certainly work on, you know, your charming skills.
Yeah. So I think yes is the final answer there.
We'll all be opening that book because the curiosity will be too strong.
I want to keep it.
It killed the cat, but it won't kill destroyer.
Information. Yeah. We are in the information age. Information is power.
And also it's analog, which means not traceable.
Oh, we love a bit of analog these days.
So you can disappear with it.
We love a bit of analog these days. That's going to actually be interesting to see how the world pivots back to analog once privacy is completely and utterly eroded.
With quantum computers.
Yeah, do you have to?
Yeah,
true. Or all the server farms just die or have to be turned off because of energy is fucked.
Oh, let's not get into that.
Because
I read some pretty awful stuff this morning about...
Sweet.
I talk about it outside of the podcast to you guys. Awful. It sounds so cryptic. Basically,
it sounds very cryptic.
Really, the World Economic Forum.
Is it the Warzone Service? Because they're shit.
It's the Warzone Service. The World Economic Forum. Have you heard about them? They met recently and they basically hired 150 sort of crisis management experts to do from all fields, you know, be it environment, be it monetary.
Wheat, rye.
Everything. Wheat, rye fields, crop fields, fields for raising cows.
Mm-hmm.
They said that, like, yeah, climate change is obviously one of the biggest pressures.
Just weather.
It's just weather. But like, it still doesn't look great. I mean, I think we all know now we're not going to hit the 1.5 Celsius don't warm up goal. But like, even when, I mean,
very pessimistic.
The Paris Accord.
When do you think shit will hit the fan?
I think it already is. I think it feels like it is. The last couple of years does feel pretty, like, the weather's been pretty crazy.
I think it needs to be. It's going to need to be really extreme.
Yeah.
Like minus, like, well, I guess what happened in America was fucking crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Minus 40s or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Was that, where did that hit mostly? Was it East Coast?
I'm not sure. Just the north of North America. As in most of the states. Like,
East. Does that happen any other time? Or is it
sometimes,
like,
in certain states, but it was how wide it was and how
it needs
it's
to
extreme.
Affect the individual on a global scale for it to have a.
Yeah,
perceptible.
Because some countries
impact.
Who are just like, I really want it to snow on Christmas Day, and they're like, "Fucking, I hate all this snow
finally,
on Christmas
Britain's
Day.
Like,
I can't see anyone."
Why is it 17 degrees on Christmas Day? I don't think we're ever going to get more white Christmases.
My eyelashes freezing together.
Yeah, but yeah, it's
spooky.
It was a new. It was just anyway. I just thought I'd explain it because otherwise it sounds even worse.
Are we also converging.
Like,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Along with man-made climate change,
Yeah.
There is also the Earth is going through its natural kind of
still rotating
ecological change.
Not for billions of years, is it?
I know that's controversial because it's like climate change isn't real, but Earth is doing its natural like ice age or whatever.
It's very complicated. I don't know enough about it.
Are we accelerating such a thing?
I don't know, but I wouldn't say that that's the case. I would say it's dangerous to suggest that personally.
We're going to ask Simon Clark.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to get back on. Yeah, we're getting back on and ask him a load of really just crazy things about science. Simon, if you happen to listen to this.
We need you back.
We need you.
Thank you.
Because we don't know shit. But there's also very little we can do on an individual basis, which makes me also kind of... He does have a book, doesn't he?
I wanted to read it to us.
Is it going
to
be as good as Harry's book, though?
No, clearly not.
Does he explain how he fucked old ladies in a field behind... I don't think they were...
I've been listening to it.
Oh, you've been on the audiobook. Is he reading it?
Yeah. Which I kind of regret now. I was like, oh, he's going to read it. Because he keeps on saying...
Have you ever thought of capitalizing on his look?
What? Rum.
Rum.
Room.
Room instead of room,
yeah.
Room.
He says rum
up into my room.
He came into my rum, and I'm like,
came into my rum and started feeling my bum.
Like, obviously, he's very posh, and that's fine, but like the way that he says rum just that bothers me. So, I mean, I just feel like you would hear that in yourself and go, I'm not saying room, saying rum.
that's like anyone with an accent, say it in a Scottish accent, rum, room. Rum.
You still no. It depends on the
Scottish
accent.
Rum.
It does.
Come up to my bedroom.
And I'd be like, bedroom. Oh, sorry. Are you saying the drink rum? Are you saying the male sheep of ram?
But this is what I mean. Like, you're not going to say
enunciate. You son of a bitch. You're the Prince of England. No, it's responsible.
The Prince of England isn't his title.
Yes, it is.
Prince of England is not his title.
He's a Prince of England.
He's a Duke of Sussex.
That's something he gets given. But he's also a Prince of England.
Yeah, sure.
And anyway, I want everybody. I want everybody to try a bit harder. To pronounce things properly.
More like what you want, though.
Yeah, but it is what I want, Christopher, but this is my opportunity to say what I want.
That's where he's from. That's how he's brought up. That's his rum. Culture.
Rum.
I've been pleasuring myself in my rum.
Rum.
I love how that's the thing you hung up on.
That's the thing that really got to me. The rest of it, I'm like, yeah, sounds like a wacky life.
They've obviously a lot of stuff leaked about that stuff, and obviously, like, but like, the only tidbits I got were the kind of losing his virginity in a field or whatever, and what was the other one? Something to do with him killing some people, but like obviously he was in a war. Oh. Like,
so the main thing is,
he did what in a war?
He's had a very interesting life, I think, is one takeaway from it. Second thing is pretty much constantly just paparazzi and cameras everywhere, which sounds fucking horrible. And third, he was very traumatized about the death of his mother, which you can understand.
Because she's probably like one of his. Kind of the
only anchors to being human
exactly.
I think that's it. I think he doesn't feel like a real human being anymore because
I don't think surely anyone like ultra famous just loses touch of reality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that probably was the biggest problem is that when he lost his mother, that was most people's connection to
he was young as well,
feeling human,
young but old enough to understand it.
Yeah. So but I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I don't really have any particularly strong feelings about it either way. I don't particularly have any particularly strong feelings about the royals either way.
Some people get so worked up at it. Yeah. It's like, why do you give a
fuck? Bad time to announce we're doing like a whole royal podcast.
Yeah. This is it. What are we going to call it? Royal Mess.
Royal Mess.
Royale with Spare? Cheese. Spare, it's called, I mean, he's going to make a buttload of money out of it. Like, they're selling everywhere.
That's what I mean. Like obviously, point, I remember when they first announced that they were no longer having help from the royal family financially. But, like, they also wanted
already millionaires.
But, like, they wanted to steer clear of the dangers of being in the limelight. And yet they've released, like, a book and, like, been on TV, Netflix series. It's just like, those are all the things that most people... If you were going to try and go disappearing, you're not going to write a book about it.
Yeah.
But obviously, like you say, is this final hurrah and he's got loads of money and then boom.
Yeah, maybe.
But you're going to need a lot of security.
Yeah.
Maybe he just can't. He's in America now. He can have an open carry.
Is a beast of itself, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the world of celebrity is just a crazy place anyway. You're in it, you're out of it. I think it's impossible to get that perspective. I'm sure it's great. It's probably better than being poor. But it's also shit in other ways that being poor isn't shit, right? Like, not being able to go to a supermarket is probably a real pain in the ass.
Well, it depends on if you've got people to do it all for
do
you.
Do it for you.
Delivery.
Yeah.
And delivery, which obviously is, when money is no issue, that none of that stuff is even a thought.
No.
It's barely a fart.
Barely a fart. What?
And on that
barely
note.
A fart.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed our indulgence into extreme drug use, cartels.
Yeah, try and avoid it. Don't make the choice. Just let them shoot you with that AK.
And the Royals. Not one Harry Potter reference today. I'm pretty disappointed.
No, Marauder's Map, we did.
Oh, we did Marauder's Map. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. You're right. Thank you so much to our...
How was it just... That was so passive as well.
Yeah.
We didn't notice.
Just snuck in there. Huge thanks to our patrons, particularly all the new ones coming in and supporting us and all the ones that have been supporting us this whole time. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you get to support with the poll. And also, you're going to be starting getting videos soon, which is exciting. Yes. All the members stuff on YouTube actually gets released to Patreon as well now.
We're going to try and backdate that.
Going to backdate it and start
the
releasing
older stuff
it.
That's on so YouTube.
You might get a batch come out at some point. So we've got that working, which is great. That'll be coming out soon. So a bit more for your money there. If you've got fingles or music that you want us to listen to and put at the start and end of our podcast, send it to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. And that'd be lovely. Thank you. You can also send some funny news there if you want, if you found a good article that we could talk about. Mm-hmm. That's useful for us. Thank you very much. And we'll be back next...
Oh, shit.
Next week.
Oh, like, yeah.
By week.
Away. The second half of next week, but we've got to do some recording.
Going to Scotland.
So.
Forever. No, I'm not.
He's off. He's disappearing.
He's disappearing. This is his chance.
So it'll be a couple of weeks when we're back. A fortnight, if you will. So we'll see you then. And until then, stay safe. Stay frosty. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.